Hey everyone, just before I start the episode for you, I just wanted to clarify something which may be confusing. You'll hear us talk a lot about video and cameras in this episode. That is because this is the first episode ever that we have indeed recorded it on video. This was our first time in the new studio, and the studio is definitely unfinished, but we wanted to test out the video. So please understand, you are not missing anything by us talking about the video. There is no public version of the video out there. We did make it available for those that follow us on Patreon, which you can find at patreon.com/OzTableTalk. But there's no compulsion for you to go and check that out. That's just there for those that are really diehard and want to see us figuring it out live. So we really still need to iron out the bugs. But once the bugs are ironed out, we are going to be posting video on our YouTube channel. So please make sure you go and check that out. Sign up. You'll be able to find the links on our website. But if you just go and search for Oz Table Talk with a space between each word on YouTube, you'll find us pop up right over there somewhere. So we are really excited about doing more videos. So whenever you hear us referring to the video in this episode, don't feel like you're missing out, like I said. But if you are one of those people who just really likes to get into the nitty-gritty behind the scenes and you do really need to see that video, you can check it out on our Patreon account. So having said that, now I will throw you to the episode. See you guys later. Oh, and by the way, you probably can hear huge amounts of echo here and also in the episode. We know. We are going to fix that. The future belongs to those who control the culture, and the culture belongs to those who control the conversation. So we are having the conversations you wish you could have at church to build a safe and vibrant community. This is the Oz Table Talk Podcast. Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of Oz Table Talk. My name's Luke and I am at the table with Steve, Dave, Ore and Ben. Good evening.
Good evening.
It's so weird. I have said that so many times and it is totally automatic and normal. But the fact that we are sitting here in the new studio with cameras pointed at us for the first time in history just made that really weird.
Yeah. So, you didn't even do your...
I didn't even do this.
Yeah. What's going on?
I also realized that they're going to be able to see the order that you're saying the names. So like between episodes, you're able to see the...
Oh, that'll
see the way you're going around.
It's like he's wearing the same shirt. They recorded this twice.
I thought you meant they weren't able to confuse who's who. Like they won't think you're Ore or something.
Oh, yeah.
So does that mean we just bring a spare set of shirts and we're all good to go?
No, that's right. We swap between recordings. See, that's thinking ahead, right? But what you were saying, Ore, about like being able to pick who's who. Mm. Because I listen to, or the other podcasts that I listen to are mostly like one or two presenters, because we've got multiple, I started listening to a podcast that has, like I think it was four people on the podcast, and it took me like three episodes before I could reliably go, okay, that is the personality that's attached to that voice. Mm. It was really hard to make that happen. And so I think this will be actually quite helpful to people that haven't seen our faces or haven't seen us live to be able to go, oh, okay, so that belongs to that person, that belongs to that person. I actually think that's going to be really helpful. So
don't get too far ahead of yourself though, because they're not seeing this, right? This is a dry run, you said.
Yes, this is true.
I'm going to hold you to that.
Well, that's true. The only people that are going to be seeing this are like the true inner circle, right? The true supporters,
yeah.
True believers.
True believers. Wow, you're starting to say, make it sound like a cult.
Cult, yeah.
Let's all hold our hand. No.
Oh, wow. So, that went down. I don't even know how to segue out of that.
Yeah, I don't know either, mate. So, like, I think you noticed something during the week, Luke, that was kind of unique, and that was that we're almost up to our 200th episode. Well, this will be our 200th episode.
Yes.
And, yeah, it's just strange how it coincided with us entering the new studio.
So yeah.
That's pretty cool. And, like, you know, for those who have been part of this project, like, who supplied any funding toward, you know, the walls, the floor, the paint, the whatever, you know, this has been...
The microphones, the lighting, everything. This whole thing is crowdfunded. It's amazing.
The cameras.
The cameras, that's right. That's right.
Yeah. So, like, just a big shout out to you guys. Thank you so much for your support. Obviously, what we do means something to you, but your support obviously means a lot to us, especially Luke, because this is going to double as his office space. So super cool that he has this building now, and hopefully it'll be used for greater purposes than just the podcast. You know, hopefully this can become like a ministry center. So, you know, your contributions hopefully will be going far and wide. So thanks for that.
Amen.
Absolutely. There's a lot of talented people in the vicinity, right? Like there's people that are musicians, there's people that are there's other podcasters that, that are in this area that are ministry minded. And so, you know, if we've got a resource, why not enable others? So, so also just to that, I just wanted to just also to say thank you. Like obviously it's been, as I mentioned, crowdfunded, but aside from that, the physical hands that helped, I mean, you know, Dave spent a lot of time here, but also my parents spent a lot of time here as well, getting the building section of it done. And so it's definitely been a corporate event. It's not just been one or two people. So it's been awesome to see the community around that.
Ben's old man gave us some building advice as well.
Yes, he's a builder. And so he came with his all his knowledge and downloaded some of that for us and pointed us in the right direction, which we were very grateful for. So, because while it may not look like it, this is a shed, so
don't give away all our secrets. Yes, and also like there's work still going on for those who are seeing this video. This is not how it will look forever.
Yes.
Luke's dining room chairs won't be our permanent chairs. We will have a nicer table than this plastic one.
I literally went to town today to buy chairs for tonight. And I got there, I picked a chair that I was happy with, and I'm like, okay, can I have five of these? She said, no, you can't have any of those. We don't have any. I'm like, excuse me? She said, oh, no. She said, there's a massive shipment that got delayed, and so, like, no stores anywhere have any, like, dining seating, like, in at least in their chain. And they're waiting. There's, like, literally thousands of chairs that are in shipping containers in Sydney right now getting shipped in the next couple of weeks. So I was like, wow, okay. Well, I guess I'll see you later. So, yeah. So dining chairs tonight it is.
But you know, so what I was going to say is we've got some friends who are chipping in. You know, there's a friend of ours locally who's going to build us a nice table.
Yes.
So really looking forward to that when we have that project finished.
You mean we're going to get rid of the picnic table?
We certainly are, mate. Steve's going to be helping us out a lot with some insulation, sound insulation for the room. So it's going to be such a corporate project. So so exciting to see everybody's labors coming together and you know, now be a part of our ministry. So thank you.
So just to shift gears and look into the rearview mirror of where we've been, and obviously for you guys that have been listening to us for a long time, you'll remember that we did this for episode 100 as well, where we took a look into the past and looked into the future, and we're hoping to do the same thing tonight. But from your perspective, what are some of the highlights of, you know, the last 100 episodes, which is, you know, aka 2 years?
Wow. That's a weird question. Highlights from the last 100 episodes. Now, let me just scroll back.
Yeah. Memory bank.
Yeah. I can't remember the last one I was on.
I always enjoy our deeper conversations about scripture. I think that's evident that that's my passion.
Yeah, so last week's episode is a good example of that.
So whenever we get right into the word, I really enjoy that. Getting into the meaning behind, you know, some of these passages that we think we understand, but we don't often stop and think about, you know, whether what we understand about them is actually true. So I love going through that process and trying to uncover some of those new gems that, you know, perhaps we've been blessed with, perhaps other people haven't yet heard. And quite often, you know, spoiler alert, we come up with them as we have the conversations, which is why we started this ministry in the first place. You know, like it all evolved from the fact that we were enjoying having conversations together and we were learning on the run. Because when you get two or three people gathered together, Jesus promised he's going to be there amongst you, right? And so we experience that whenever we have a conversation that's, you know, rooted in scripture, the Holy Spirit's working and we're learning things as we speak them, you know? And so I really enjoy that experience, you know, where the Holy Spirit is definitely leading you and growing your understanding through corporate discovery.
Yeah.
It's probably my favorite thing in the world.
I would definitely resonate with that. These nights where we sit here and do this, you know, when I talk to people about, so what do you do through the week, or what are your highlights, or how do you get spiritually fed, when we're having those kind of conversations, for me,
this is it, right? Mm-hmm. Like the fact that we can come together and have this, I get everything that I need spiritually. I get the community aspect. I get the intellectual conversation, the going deep in the word, like all of the aspects all come together for me for this. And as much as I love church, I feel like there I'm being poured out, whereas here I'm being filled, if that makes sense.
One of the highlights that popped up for me, so we'll talk about the COVID aspect a little bit later, but because we were doing the calls over Zoom and that, we got in a lot of people that we normally wouldn't.
True.
So we had a whole bunch of our listeners actually on the podcast, and it was very enjoyable because we got a lot of different viewpoints that we normally wouldn't have. So yeah, really enjoyable.
Yeah, that is true.
Were all of the COVID episodes within the last 100?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So episode 100 would have been just before Christmas of 2018.
Right. 2019. Yeah. Wow. Okay. So yeah. Okay, that makes more sense now. So some of the people, for example, that you're talking about, I remember when we had Diego on the podcast, that was great. We were exploring some passages that he was really invested in.
John chapter 1, wasn't it?
Yeah, chapter 1 was the focus there.
Yeah.
I remember we had Ruth on the podcast as well.
That's right. We had Ruth. We had Nessie.
That's right. Oh, yeah, because that was all the way over in America.
Yep.
Who else have we had in that time?
We've had Kat a couple of times.
Yeah.
Catalina?
Yeah.
Was that during COVID?
Yeah.
We had, didn't we? I don't remember. I know we've had her, but I just don't remember if it was during COVID. We had Dan Banyos.
Yeah, I was about to say. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, normally Kat actually turns up to record with us in person, but she was over Zoom a couple of times.
Okay, all right, cool. And also when we did Story Month, which was May of last year, where we had on our social media channels, we had a different person featured every day for the whole month. And we picked out like a number of those to share on like in audio version for those week's episodes. And that was probably the probably one of the most significant months that we've had as far as reach goes, because people got behind that. And I know we did say, I'll make an apology here, because I know we did say at the beginning of the year that, we're going to be doing story rather than story month, we're going to do story week and try to do it quarterly, and we haven't done any of those as yet. So, and I recognize that, but I have started compiling those stories, and I've got a few people signed up for that. So we are going to hopefully be having our first story week coming up in the next couple of months, depending on when everybody else's details come together. So look, hopefully, stop it. Hopefully.
I have to say, even when I was in Rockhampton last year, that was the aspect of the episodes that I really, really enjoyed. I just loved looking at the stories.
Oh, like, really?
Yeah, I found it so enriching just seeing where people's Christian journeys are, So I really enjoyed that. Yeah, just seeing like, wow, there's so many people that are just like me out there.
Yeah, definitely.
Amen. Is that where we're going next then? Because or I just mentioned he wasn't here last year.
Yeah.
But here he is.
Here he is
in the flesh.
Hello. Yeah.
So,
I see you.
Well, like where we started as a ministry, it was, the five like initial players, right? It was Dave, Ben, myself, Wilsey, and Nato. And we just were doing it together, and only aside from like guests or interviews or whatever, it was just us. And at some point, obviously Nathaniel moved away, and Wilsey has had many other commitments, which has meant that he has stepped back in a lot of cases with recording with us. And so we started inviting other people to come and record with us, Steve, Ore. And that has, it changes the dynamic, right? Like it makes ATT
good looking, Matt.
The good-looking Matt, absolutely. Yep. So, for those of you who remember Matt DeRossi, that was how he introduced himself to differentiate from Matt Wills. Yeah. So, but the beautiful thing about that, we had to make a decision, right? A lot of ministries are dependent on the individuals that run them and their drive or charisma or whatever it is. And we had to decide, hey, is this thing that we're building, is it just us? And when we move on, do something different, that means that ATT's gone, Or is this something that's bigger than us, and are we going to look towards doing that? And that really is a difficult decision to sort of make, because when you're used to doing things a certain way, you know, it's, you sort of have to evaluate what your goal is, what's the purpose of what we're doing. And the conclusion that we came to is that, well, the value is getting different people to the table. And who's to say that it one day will consist of none of the people that are here now? Maybe there will be a whole truckload of new people that may be, you know, engaged in this ministry.
Maybe not a truckload. A bit squished.
I'm meaning over time.
Are we thinking like franchise? Yeah.
Yeah. But we're going to break the ice cream machine.
Wow, that's going to make... I was about to say, that's going to make no sense to people. Hey, so... Google Mackles. McDonald's soft serve machines.
This is Luke's new franchise. Mackles.
Mackles. Not to be confused with McDonald's.
Please don't sue us.
Yeah, seriously though, what you were getting at, Luke, is that this ministry was designed to showcase different people's points of view.
Yeah.
Not mine, not yours, not Wilsey's, not NATO's, not Ben's. And so the fact that we are evolving, you know, now and we have a couple of new flavors in the dish is adding something new. Mm-hmm. And then one day there's probably going to be some of our flavors might be elsewhere, and so we'll have to add something different. Mm-hmm. I think that's really beautiful, because that's what... that's what started this whole journey in the first place.
Yeah.
And so to see us heading in that direction where Table Talk is fluid in exactly what it means and exactly what it produces. And the purpose really is just to get people together discussing the word and, you know, seeing where that goes. Yeah. I think that's great. And I think that will provide, you know, something sustaining into the future.
Yeah. And to make it sustainable, it's not just about the people that are sitting here talking at the table either, right? There's a lot of other stuff that goes into making this. And while we pretty much hold all of those responsibilities ourselves, I would love to see a day where those responsibilities are diversified, right? Where there's other people that are operating with us. And so I figure I'll take this opportunity, because the only people that are going to be listening to this are surely going to be people that are really committed to the podcast, because I don't know why you'd listen to this episode otherwise. But
it depends what title you put on it.
Yeah, this is true. But basically what I'm getting at is, if you would be interested in participating with the ministry, even if you're not necessarily at the table, even if you're geographically removed, let us know, because obviously I'm not going to know what your skills are or how you want to help, and I can't promise that, you know, there's always going to be an opportunity, but I would love to start that conversation with people. You know, if you're interested in video editing, audio editing, if you like the idea of being a producer, if you like the idea of you know, coming up with topic ideas, or you know, just being logistics or project management, any of those sort of skills can be really useful in a podcast context within our ministry. Social media, graphic design, any of those things, they all have a place, and we kind of have to do a certain amount of that to make the ministry operate. And I know 100% that if we were able to, like, if there were other people that were handling all of those other aspects that aren't necessarily the conversations, we would be able to do so much more. We would be able to do much more higher quality or higher production value things. So if anyone out there is interested in participating in a more active role, let us know. Like, even if we don't necessarily know where you fit in right now, at least we'll know that the conversation is there and open. So, so how about as we sort of move from here into the future, are anything in specific, like anything specifically that you guys are excited about?
I'm just excited to see how this will just continue to grow and manifest, like, especially with this new video format, like how that will look like. That will just open up so much avenue in terms of like the YouTube space and things like that. Like, that's, to me, that's so exciting. It's like a new frontier, if you like.
Yes.
You know, it's like when the space program, when the Apollo 13, you know, they had to first, you know, build a docking system, and therefore, you know, it's like it's just a new frontier. It's a challenge, you know. And you guys know me; I love a challenge. You know?
Yeah.
I think that's exciting bit for me. It's just that unknown. That's like, wow. Let's let's see how that's going to look like, you know.
Yeah.
That's cool, man.
And you know, when you were mentioning,
we've just been compared to Space Expedition.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Elon.
So Elon, if you're listening. Yeah. And you know how you were mentioning about, you know, inviting people to come and contribute in an active role.
Yeah.
If there's a makeup artist out there, please feel free to, feel free to call us, because we might need it.
Yeah, we're not too proud to admit it.
Well, I didn't see it going there.
Not all of us going to be as pretty as you, mate. Because <Yeah, that's
right. laughs> we know that you're just irresistible, Dave. So. Shut up. My face hurts.
I can't believe we went from space expedition to makeup artists.
Yep. Or a one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. If anyone's interested, or a Dave, Steve, all single.
So yeah.
Can I edit this one?
That was the fun in that.
Yeah. Sorry, your question initially was, yes, what are we looking forward to about the future?
Yes.
I think having this space finished, I'm really looking forward to that. And also, I'd really like to see this space used for some music recording as well, because we've got some people locally who I think could do with putting their light on the hill a little bit more. Really hopeful that, you know, we can utilize this space for bigger things than just what we're doing here. So I don't know whether that's within the context of your question, but that's something that I'm excited about. And also, more Table Talk related, we've been holding off until we have the video, until we get Dr. Dan on for a mental health series, where he's going to be talking about character profiling biblical characters. And I am so looking forward to that series. It's going to be so cool. Good.
Yeah.
So that's one reason why I'm stoked to be in here. You know, not so keen on these devices staring at us, but really looking forward to having Dr. Dan in, because that's going to be really good. I'm really looking forward to that series.
Yeah, that was definitely on my mind, because that's been in the works for, what, 18 months now?
Yeah.
We had the conversation. We did like all this pre-planning and all the rest of it, and then stuff just got put off, and then eventually it was like, well, we're going to do video soon, so let's just push it again. So yeah, here we are. That's a good reminder.
And then, like, seeing as we're going through the doctors, I'm really looking forward to also getting Dr. O to share some health
nuggets.
Whatever you want to call it, whatever we're going to call it, on the podcast as well, because Ori's got a really fantastic perspective around health and like a passion for sharing that and improving quality of people's lives. And you know, we're all about holistic education on the podcast, you know, so I'm really keen for the mental health, the physical health, and also the spiritual conversations that we have. Really looking forward to getting that balance here and making it really super practical for people. That's gonna be cool.
Yeah, and I guess in a similar vein, but I'm really excited about, because we are going to be doing video, we have the opportunity to try different formats, right? To obviously discussion, this is the core of what we do, and that's not going to change. But because we do have this, you know, a YouTube channel that we're going to be starting to produce the content for as well, then we can try new things that we haven't done before. So I'd be very keen to try some of this stuff out. What is wrong with you?
Segments.
Oh, I'm just shaking my head at the possibilities, that's all. You with the camera, it's scary.
I mean, there's all sorts of strange things we could do. I mean, we talked about the whole doing the cooking show thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
I did think that was a joke, but yes. Yeah. We did talk about that.
Come on. It would be hilarious.
Yeah. Maybe.
Hilarious, all right.
I meant unmitigated disaster, but hey. Yeah. As long as we have fun doing it.
Yeah, that's right.
We don't have a smoke alarm in here, do we?
No.
She'll be right.
So, but aside from that, the other thing that I wanted to mention as far as looking to the future is the fact that we have a good number of people that have, I guess this is both a reflection of something that I'm really grateful for and also looking forward to the future. And that is, over the last, I guess I would say especially since COVID, and I guess that's not too surprising, but especially since COVID, because I'm the one that handles our social media for the most part, I have spoken to a lot of people that are at really pivotal moments in their life. And that is such a such an honor to do it, because there is no way that I'm qualified to be giving advice to people and I'm not going around saying, oh, you should do this with your life. But just to
listen. No, you're pretty old.
Abort.
Shots fired. That's okay. I don't mind being older than you. But yeah, just having those conversations, listening to the people, and you know, sometimes like if they say, hey, would you recommend, like, do you have an episode on this or that, just to being able to say, yeah, actually we have spoken about that here, you know, hopefully it's helpful. Or you know, there was one girl that I spoke to who was asking questions about really spiritual walk, right? Like how to talk to God, how to read your Bible in a way that you actually get something out of it rather than just sort of reading and hoping for the best. Yeah. And the conversations that came out of that, it's just been so fulfilling. And so probably one of my favorite parts of the experience, I guess, is interacting with people and talking to them about stuff that matters. You know, they're not just reaching out and saying, how's the weather? Like, we're talking about real things. And that's one of my, has been historically one of my favorite parts, but also one of the things I'm looking forward to most is continuing to have those conversations and also finding new forums in which to have those conversations, like be they YouTube comments or if we start doing more live content, seeing we've got the studio to do it in or whatever it may be. So.
What?
Oh, talk about a whole new frontier.
I was going to say, YouTube does do YouTube Live.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know, I just love the fact that you give me that look so often. That I keep getting that look from you, Dave. It's just like, oh no, he's doing it again.
Yeah, and like, you know, I tease you about your age, Luke, but just a shout out to you for all that you do for the podcast. I mean, we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for Luke, not just in this room, but like the whole podcast, it just sits on your back. We know that. So thank you for that. And also, like, I think the way that you touch people's lives, as you were just describing, is, you know, a real testament to all of the hard work that you do put into the podcast and also just into who you are. Like, there are very few people at your age. No, this time I'm making that in a positive.
Oh, okay, good.
who are as wise as you are. Oh, so yeah. The fact that you have, you know, been able to have that opportunity, I think has been well earned. So, you know, I think shout out to you. And I think anyone who's been on the other end of those comments that Luke's been sharing that he's talking about, you know, give him some love, you know, tell him how much it means to you to have that interaction with him, because he's a great dude and we're all blessed to be in his presence.
Oh, thanks, man. Appreciate that.
That's funny. You're more awkward about that than me calling you old.
Yeah, oh, no, I'll take being called old any day. But like, but it is kind of odd because now I don't even have, like, before I could just be quiet and no one would know. But now I'm all of a sudden you're saying nice things and I'm like, oh, how do I posture myself to this? Like, yeah, people can see me now.
That's it. As long as it stays one way, I'm just going to keep giving it to you, mate. embarrass you.
Careful. The fire does get returned occasionally. But they're the main things. I know, I'm a fidget, and so anybody that's actually watching would have noticed that I've been playing with the lens cap and I've dropped it on the table at least 5 times now. So
yeah,
I'm going to try putting that down.
I need someone to play with.
give it to Steve. Let him drop it.
So. Yeah, this is where we need Dan Vanyos here, you know, to kind of
diagnose.
Man, if he actually came, I'm sure he would find a lot of diagnoses that could happen, right?
Right, you a script?
Yeah. I actually said to him once, like, do you like evaluate people as you're talking to them? And he said it's almost impossible not to, right? Like, you're talking to people and you're like, oh yeah, I see what's going on here, sort of thing. That would be very hard to turn off. But anyway, so just to come to the end of this episode, do you guys have anything, any last words you want to share, any observations you want to make?
Last words, eh? What are you planning after this?
Oh, this is the graceful exit, isn't it? Like,
So this exit works, right? Yeah.
I'm relieved. You're locked in.
Yep.
No last words, mate. Yeah.
No last words.
This is not the end.
Well, I just want to say thank you to you guys. Thank you for sticking around for this episode, but also in the bigger picture, thank you for going on the ride with us, because obviously we're passionate about what we're doing, and the fact that you're there with us, you know, and we've mentioned some of the people individually, but shout out to our community, especially in the think tank, you know, the people that are in there. That's a Facebook Messenger group that we have. The people that are in there have really contributed a lot to our ideas, and as those ideas get developed, they often get they get developed in there, right? Where people, they're having their own conversations and deciding, you know, or sharing their perspectives. And often we will use those conversations as prep for the events, right? So if there's been a like we did, I think one on euthanasia, and so the topic was in there, and so before that we were all sort of like reading other people's comments in there before we sat down to have the conversation, and so we use that as an idea generation place as well. So we're really grateful to you guys for giving your time and energy to making the community what it is. So having said that, we will leave it there. We hope to see you guys next week. And like I said, I'm not sure if this video will make it out, but certainly the audio will. And we look forward to getting the video fully, all the bugs ironed out, and start releasing that on a regular basis soon. So
it'd be so funny if a bug flew past just as you said that. Yeah. Because they have been.
Yeah, they have been. So just the question is, can those cameras pick them up?
Yeah, we'll find out. Sure,
we'll find out. No. All right. Thank you, guys. You guys have a great week, and we will catch you next time.
Fair.
Yeah. No gang signs.
And that's the end of another episode. Just before I head off, I want to encourage you to go over to our page on Facebook and also our account on Instagram and follow us there, because that is where we interact with our listeners, and we would love for you to enter in and join the conversation. Also, while you're signing up, I would also recommend signing up to our mailing list on our website, oztabletalk.com.au. If you do that, you will receive our exclusive content, because occasionally we do release exclusives and they only go out to our mailing list. So I would strongly recommend you go and sign up for that. If you have a few more minutes to be one of the most amazing listeners on the planet, you can go over to iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts and leave us a review, because reviews help us to grow and they help other people to find us. So if you want to help us reach those goals, please jump in and give us a review. The final message that I'd like to leave you with is to let you know about our Patreon account. Now, Patreon is a way for creators to get paid for creating, and ultimately what we do does cost money to get us hosted and have the services that we need to run the podcast. And so if you'd like to help us do that, jump over onto patreon.com/oztabletalk, and you can give anything from even $1 a month upwards, but at different levels there are different benefits, different rewards that we want to give you just to say thank you for being an amazing supporter of ours. If you can't afford that, we would just gratefully accept your prayers, because that is what our ministry runs on. And so with that, I will leave you to your day, and thank you so much for listening to this episode. We look forward to seeing you guys next week.